USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The swell of an estimated 13,000 Haitian refugees trying to get into the United States from Mexico has created a nightmare at the Del Rio, Texas border crossing. Officials had to shut down the border over the weekend. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz on Sunday.
We're working around the clock to expeditiously move migrants out of the heat elements and from underneath this bridge to our processing facilities in order to quickly process and remove individuals.
The United States flew Haitians camped in a Texas border town back to their homeland Sunday and tried blocking others from crossing the border from Mexico. But without a wall, their job is much harder. The case of missing Gabby Petito took a tragic turn Sunday when police found human remains during their search for her. The FBI is confident it is Gabby, but are waiting for forensics to confirm. The body was found in Teton County, Wyoming. An autopsy is scheduled for Tuesday. The boyfriend, Brian Laundry, has gone missing. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
A maskless Emmy Award show took place Sunday. The host, Cedric the Entertainer, tried to shame those not wanting to be vaccinated.
We all vaxxed. We had to get vaxxed to come here, you know what I mean? I got vaxxed. I did not have a reaction like Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend, okay? Now, I got Pfizer, you know what I'm saying, because I'm bougie, all right? Pfizer, that's the Neiman Marcus of vaccines, you know what I mean? And Moderna, that's Macy's, and then Johnson & Johnson, that's TJ Maxx, of course, you know.
Rap singer Nicki Minaj can't believe the forces at play to shame the unvaccinated in America.
You should be able to ask questions about anything you're putting inside your body. But don't y'all see what's happening?
After SpaceX completed a historic private spaceflight on Saturday, CEO Elon Musk took a potshot at President Biden, who had yet to remark on the company's all-civilian flight crew. To be noted, Biden is on vacation. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Doctors should be able to practice medicine based on what's best for their patients, and the U.S. government should be educating people. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry on Newsmax TV is one of 27 Republican Attorney Generals vowing to fight President Biden's vaccine mandate.
Well, it probably started when the president said it's not about freedom, and it should be all about freedom. You know, what's ironic is that, you know, for decades now, we've heard that the Democratic Party was the party that was going to unite America. They told all of the citizens, American citizens out there, you need to elect us because we're here to unite everyone. And since COVID, all they've done is divided America. And this mandate that the president is aspiring to is nothing but a divisive policy.
Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita says too many politicians are making medical decisions, and the FDA striking down Pfizer booster shots is a prime example.
Yeah, thankfully. Because there are a lot of questions here. And this is what happens when you have a group of people who know nothing in their lives but politics. This is, they're one-dimensional, and so this is the only way they know how to think. It's really a clown show, and it's really sad, and I think we're going to win the day because we have a lot of leaders like Jeff Landry who and the 23 other attorneys general I signed this letter with who think beyond politics, who think in the best interest of the country, who know intuitively that individuals and their families can take better care of themselves and how to make better decisions for themselves than any federal bureaucrat.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.